local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's 40 sunny degrees.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. There's a big hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court today involving Donald Trump, but the former president won't be there. He will be in Manhattan Criminal Court, where he's on trial in a hush money case. Witnesses today expected to hear more testimony from tabloid publisher about the stories that were published and ones that were killed before the 2016 election. Now, as to the next case, the one at the U.S. Supreme Court, ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin says UW-Platteville will vacate its Richland Center branch campus on July 1st. Local officials say they were caught by surprise. Senator Kelda Roy spoke about state support for the UW system at a forum in Muscadet this week.
State support for the universities has in my lifetime gone from just under half of the revenue that they get to between 11 and 15%.
The UW has closed 5 2-year branch campuses in a year and a half. Donald Trump is coming back to Wisconsin next week. Trump is set to speak in Waukesha next Wednesday. The Republican is on trial for 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal. Trump has a narrow lead over President Biden in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. While Richland County supervisors were reeling from the decision of UW-Platteville to vacate the Richland campus by July 1st, a legislative forum was being held on UW funding in Muscadet. State Senator Kelda Royes and Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin shared their experiences regarding recent higher education funding negotiations. I had an opportunity to ask Senator Royes if she feels if education is in crisis in the state.
I think so, because we have in the K-12 system, a voucher program that is poised to devour our public schools and hollowed out from the inside out. And that is part of a long right-wing national campaign to undermine and underfund public education. Republicans have taken off all the guardrails that used to exist over that early voucher experiment. And so now 80% of the dollars are going to wealthy families whose kids have never and will never set foot in a public school. And that money comes directly out of your local schools, and it is paid for by your local property tax dollars.
The NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The draft is in Detroit, runs tonight through all day Saturday. Next year, the draft will be held here in Green Bay. The Packers with the 25th pick. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst what makes his scouting department unique.
We've had a long-term process here for a long time that has not only had success here, but it's had success other places. You know, whether it goes back to Ron and Ted and putting that effort in.
The Chicago Bears unveiling a plan to build a new indoor stadium on the lakefront, not in the suburbs in Arlington. The catch is they want Illinois taxpayers to split the cost, estimated to be $4.6 billion. Baseball, the Brewers back inside AmFam Field tomorrow night against the Yankees. Last night in Pittsburgh, they held on to beat the Pirates 3-2. Bryce Wilson lasted until early in the fifth inning. How'd he look?
Bryce wasn't sharp. He'll be the first to tell you. Yeah, he hung in there and battled. Last inning, he gave us the fifth. Was really, really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Getting a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell of me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time as we discuss non-disclosure agreements. Are you for them or against them? And also Sasquatch. Is he a real thing? And what's he really responsible for?
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
a good recording,
man.
Stop.
Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. The NFL draft is tonight. Gonna be exciting, and we got a packed show, so I won't take too much time.
There's no question we've got a packed show. Let me begin by introducing my studio guest, a good friend and longtime Milwaukeean, lifelong Milwaukeean, who's done a lot of great things. You'll be hearing from him more and more as the election comes up. Attorney Roy Evans. Good morning to you, Attorney Roy Evans. How you doing, sir?
Good morning to you, good friend. You say that with a lot of enthusiasm. So I guess you,
man. You know, we go way back, and we're gonna elaborate on all those things as we get into the show. But we also have a very special guest. Not that you're not a very special guest, Attorney Evans.
I'm a good friend, though.
But we've got congressmen of California's 17th district. Congressman Connor, on the line. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be on.
Did I mispronounce your name?
You got it perfectly well. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
Roe is fine too. It's my first.
All right. Time. I have a hard time pronouncing Smith and Jones and so. Thank you, sir. Let's talk about why you are in Wisconsin and what's so important that you are here.
Well, I'm a surrogate for the Biden campaign, and they wanted me to come to Wisconsin to start some of the student groups for Biden. So I've been all over the state, was in Eau Claire and in La Crosse, in Stevens Point, headed today to Milwaukee and Madison. And, you know, we see a lot of energy, enthusiasm for the president on abortion rights, on climate, on issues of LGBTQ equality and racial justice. There is concern, candidly, on Gaza and the war, but, you know, addressing students' concerns and trying to get support for the president.
Let me ask you this question before I turn it over to my guest, Attorney Evans. Youth right now and what's going on in the universities. I've been talking the last couple of days about young people in this country who are not satisfied with what is happening in this country. You and Attorney Evans and myself, baby boomers born at a time of plenty when the opportunity for the American dream was obtainable for almost everybody. Industry was around. And young people today are really concerned. They don't see the world through the same prism as you and I and Attorney Evans and more people of our generation do. And when you talk with young people, what are you garnering from their thoughts?
Well, look, you're absolutely right. I'm in between, probably. I'm a Gen X. I was born in 1976 in Philadelphia. But when my parents came here as immigrants from India in the 1960s, this country was booming, and there was a sense growing up in outside Philadelphia, going to public school, that you can make it in America. I had to take out over $100,000 of student loans, but, you know, I had health care and I had education and went to a good public school. You talk to young folks today, the most depressing thing, I asked this question at Eau Claire to a group of about 20 students. How many of you are hopeful about the American dream? Two hands went up out of a group of 20, and they tell you, look, they have no hope of being able to save to buy a house, which is the biggest way of wealth generation in this country. They think the rents are too high. They're saddled with student debt. They don't think they're going to get good paying jobs. They're going to keep up with the cost of living. And they have real concerns about how they're going to make it.
Attorney Evans?
Yeah, well, my parents came to Wisconsin in 1947, right after the war. My dad was in the war, and we came to Wisconsin because they didn't want to go back to Mississippi. And for the first 2 years of my life, we had to live in a trailer camp for black veterans because black veterans could not get...
couldn't get the GI Bill.
We couldn't get it.
I know. That's
and, you know, we had to live there until a house opened up. Not a house that we looked for or real estate, until it opened up. And it was totally inadequate. But we lived there for 18 years, six of us in this totally inadequate house. We didn't have a lot of resources, but we were able to, we were resourceful with what we had. And one of the things we did have was hope. Our community used to, our teachers, the preachers, everybody that we knew had hope that we would go on and get more than they had. Take advantage of the opportunities that were out there. Now, there are so many resources for people to choose from. They're really quite confused. And that's part of the whole educational process now. Can we confuse you so that you cannot focus on those things that are going to be beneficial to you in what you're trying to gain as a student, whether you're pursuing a career or whether you're pursuing money, as most of them are being driven to do nowadays. I mean, we had more hope about civics, more hope about getting more and providing more, coming back to our communities. And, you know, it's a different mindset nowadays.
So Congressman Conner, let me, when you have these conversations and dialogue with these young people who think that my generation and Attorney Evans' generation should move on, and the thoughts that we have and the way we continue to run this nation is not in their best interest, even to the degree that many of them are looking to drop out of what we call the America that we knew. They feel totally frustrated. How do you connect with them, and how do you get them to understand that the key to what they're looking for us through elections and through President Joe Biden?
Well, one, to Attorney Evans' point, which I thought he put very eloquently about hope, and hope is different than optimism because hope has to be earned through struggle, and hope doesn't mean sort of a blind faith things will be well, but hope is sort of human aspiration. And I thought that was really an incredible story. But I tell them that, look, there are a lot of people who sacrificed for us to be here. My grandfather spent 4 years in jail alongside Gandhi in the Indian independence movement. And that movement allowed my parents to be able to even leave India and get to come to the United States. And it inspired Dr. King and the civil rights movement. And I was colleagues with John Lewis, who was beaten on the Edmund Pettus Bridge so that people could vote. And what you have now is a Donald Trump who wants to take back 50 years of progress on women's rights, on voting rights, on equal rights for communities. And it's up to their generation to be willing to stand up for this progress unless they want to get into office after Donald Trump, and then you have a country that's 50 years backwards. And then I, look, empathize with their issues. The cost of education in this country, the cost of owning a house, the cost of rent are higher than when I was growing up. And so, you know, their concerns are not invalid. And we've gone, by the way, in income inequality from about number 50 in the world to number 128, where China is at 77. Western Europe's in the 30s. I got a district, Silicon Valley, with Apple, Google, Tesla, NVIDIA, that's worth $10 trillion. And all the wealth seems to be piling up. Yet a lot of other places have been left out. And I say those are real concerns that we've got to address to give more people a shot at the American dream.
Well, and I think you pointed out that students don't have to struggle that much as they complain about struggling. But, you know, this is not the struggle. I think a lot of students lack a knowledge of history. It's just like my growing up, my parents from South. I used to go to South every summer to stay with my grandparents. And my grandfather was a janitor at a white church. And I used to go to work with him, and he couldn't go up the front steps. And I didn't understand it as a little boy. I was just having a good time down south with my grandparents. But to make a long story short, when I got a little older doing some research on my family, I come to find out that my grandfather had a mathematics degree. And because he was black, he could not vote, and he could not teach. And that anger in me, that was during my Afro-militant days, really made me angry. But I could always remember my grandmother saying, you know, to get even brings you a lot more satisfaction. So when I go into the voting booth now and can't vote for somebody, I'll write my grandfather's name in as a connection.
I love that.
As a connection to his struggle, and it gives me the motivation to want to teach that to students, because I do a lot of teaching. I'm on campuses and going to schools and teach all the time. And I think we are not making a good enough transition between getting older and getting old.
So let's do this, Attorney Evans. Congressman Khanna, you where are you going to be appearing in Milwaukee today?
At the campus, the University of Wisconsin campus, both in Milwaukee and in Madison.
And in Madison. And so you've taken on this task. Why?
I want the president to win. I think this is a hugely consequential election. Everything we've worked for in terms of climate goals, in terms of trying to get the John Lewis Voting Rights Act passed, in terms of standing up for abortion rights, all of that is at stake. And, you know, I just want to say one more thing to Attorney Evans's grandfather's story. I mean, the singular achievement of the African-American community in overcoming slavery and Jim Crow and still having hope is why it's sort of the conscience and aspiration of what America can be. But when you talk to young folks, they say, look, there's been a lot of struggle. Yes, they need to have more appreciation for it, but the expectation now is of equality of opportunity. And there's probably a less patient generation, but they say, you know, how long are we going to struggle? Now we need to make sure that these things are happening.
Hey Congressman Khanna, I want to thank you very much. We want to extend the invitation to you at any given time to join us in this quest, because we most of us know what we have to get done.
I appreciate both of you.
Thank you. I appreciate your
helping share your story.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's right. Congressman Khanna. When we return, Attorney Roy Evans and you.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
You got to educate him.
I try to do the music every day.
But that is the common denominator in music.
I saw the look on your face. You were trying to, hey, those first few bars.
Yeah, no.
I know that song.
Yeah.
Right,
I live by that
back
song.
To the Earl Ingram Show, as always. Play that a little bit longer, Jack. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is Attorney Roy Evans. Attorney Evans, what was happening in your life when this came
up? Oh, man, please don't even take me back there. My best music is still on 8-track and reel-to-reel. Music is a common denominator.
Yeah.
You know, music, I know when I went to Lakeland College in the early 60s, you know, music was the thing that overcame a lot of the differences that we had. You know, we allowed it to be the glue that brought us together. You get tired of Sonny and Cher, you know, and a lot of the other things, and you want something new and different. And I think back during those days, and we were talking about the 60s, and we go back even further than that.
Right.
I went to high school with your
older brother.
Your sister, Linda. Right. She and I graduated from North Division together, and I work with your older brother. So I've known your family.
Right.
And it was so easy to know the family because we were right there together as a larger family, meaning community. Now community means you live way out here and you live way over there and you do your thing and you do your thing. And that the reinterpretation of all that, like community, there's something totally different now. Community doesn't mean the same thing.
So Attorney Evans, one of the reasons why I think it's so important to have you on is because you and I can go back to a time when our community was safe. Ooh. We lived in one of the safest communities in the entire nation. We lived in a community that had one of the highest standards of living for black people in the entire nation, in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And every time I tell people, they think of Milwaukee today.
Yeah.
And they say, well, you know, 53216 is the worst zip code in the entire nation. And it may be that.
Yeah.
But there was a time.
Yeah. Again, like I said, and most of our parents came up from the South and wanting something better, you know, after the war. And we were segregated into small areas, which was a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing was about it, we had each other. And we had a lot of support. Our teachers supported us.
We ran our education system.
I was going through our yearbook the other day, looking at all of the people who are no longer with us.
Right.
But one of the things that impressed me was we had all these clubs. We had all of these expectations. We had all of these things that we could be involved, which helped to educate us as to why it's important to not throw garbage on the ground, why it's important to respect your elders, why it's important to get an education. We had all these things to reinforce, like the social centers and the playgrounds.
And to do for self.
Well, that was in there, but yourself was a part of something bigger than
right.
you. And it's just like I learned going to North Division, having lived in Lincoln's district.
Well, most people who are listening don't know what North Division is.
Well, North Division is a high school. And at the time I graduated, it was the only black high school in the state of Wisconsin. because of the segregation patterns. We had Lincoln High School and a couple other high schools, but North and Lincoln, as many old timers will remember, would always go upstate, take the basketball championships. And then what they did was they changed it where North and Lincoln had to play each other going up. And then they did some other things too, which was part of what was done to the African-American community, you know, to take away that power of unity and expectation and insert other things in there which create the problem that we people talk about and like to dwell on.
So, you know, Attorney Evans, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, many reasons, but especially now, during the civil rights struggle, you were on the campus.
You
were on campuses, and protests existed because of what was happening with the civil rights struggle.
Well, not only civil rights, Vietnam,
1960. Right. So all across the nation, on college campuses, unrest took place because of the Vietnam War. So explain to me today, Attorney Evans, why protesting is being controlled and people are being shut out and their voices shut down. What's different?
It wasn't unrest. It was discomfort. Okay. We weren't comfortable, and we thought that education would help give us some comfort by understanding what all of these things mean and what they were connected to. Now, I think our
but they were allowed to protest.
Protests were promoted because that's what education has changed. And I'm an educator. I have a master's degree in education, an English degree. I've taught in over 50 different public schools. I teach at colleges and things like that. And education to me is critically important. But education has changed. The terminology has changed. You know, we were talking about when I heard the phrase, false facts as an attorney, I'll say, how in the heck can you get false facts? But then that became the language lexicon of the day and people gave that definition. Now it impacts
facts.
Or woke.
Right.
You know, what does that mean? We have, or just like affirmative action. I did a lot of work in affirmative action and discrimination.
And as an attorney. Right.
Did a lot of Title VII work. And then people came out with reverse discrimination. And I'm saying, well, that's a good thing. If you got discrimination, in order to get rid of it, you got to reverse it. But other people were taking reverse discrimination as you're discriminating against me because I'm white. And I'm saying that's not what that means. But once you take something and redefine it and make it part of what you needed to be to make, then it skews everything. Then we're not talking about the same thing. We're talking about different things.
You know, Attorney Evans, and I really, your thoughts about what's happening on campuses all over the nation, and what I'm hearing people say is these young people don't know what they're doing. Do you buy that those people who are protesting right now with what's happening in Gaza on these campuses are doing it because they don't know what they're doing?
No, I think students are a lot more knowledgeable than we give them credit for. Although when I was teaching this course not too long ago, and I had to wonder, where did the students come from? They could not write, you know, their ability to negotiate in their minds about different things was really different. But no, I think with all of the information sources, students are knowledgeable. See, but what has happened, I've found, is that the colleges and universities and institutions of higher learning have become a lot more conservative in their approach to because of donors.
So you've been around the block on the radio when you hear the music start playing.
Yeah, okay, I know what that means.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. Attorney Roy Evans has joined us on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June. High school athletic directors in Wisconsin say they need more time and more information before they can support student athletes getting the same kind of name, image, and likeness rights as in college.
Let's make sure we're fully vetted before implementing change. Let's make sure we do this and understand what the consequences are before we make a change.
Jeremy Schlitz of Madison is one of a majority who voted against NIL at Wednesday's meeting of the WIAA. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Justice reminds you that Saturday is National Drug Takeback Day. More than 135 events are planned across Wisconsin, with more than 248 participating law enforcement agencies, where Wisconsinites are encouraged to dispose of unwanted and unused medications. They include in Richland Center from 10 to 2, hosted by the Richland Center Police Department and the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County at the Police Department, and the Vernon County Sheriff's Office from 10 until 2 at two locations, the Village Hall in Stoddard and the Village Hall in Reedstown. In honor of Earth Day 2024, Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is funding 19 clean energy projects to lower energy bills, expand access to domestic biofuels, and create jobs and new market opportunities for Wisconsin farmers, small business owners, and agricultural producers. With what you need to know, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Tom Brady will make $375 million as an analyst over 10 years. I'm not trying to denigrate a profession, but $37.5 million a year to say, great catch? I would have done it for half that. The legendary QB will be the subject of a comedy roast on Netflix May 5th. That's right, they're going to roast a handsome 7-time Super Bowl champion who married a supermodel and seems to be liked by everyone, despite his past friendship with Donald Trump. Good luck, writers. The feud between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian is back in the news. Swift released a song called Thank You, Amy, which references a bully. Swiftie fans suspect the song is directed at Kardashian, whose ex-husband, Kanye West, said derogatory things about Swift in 2016, which Kardashian still defends to this day. Taylor Swift is not ready to shake it off and came out swinging through song. In a related story, Kardashian will retaliate with a new sex tape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off. What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
best shaker in the world. Shake it on down.
Shake it down to the ground.
Baby, baby, shake it down. It's the best sensation for your frustrations, and it never fails. Now, move your body to the music and shake it well.
Music has been the savior.
Hey, Tony Evans, you look like you're ready to get up out of that chair.
Well, that music, music is part of our history. You know, I'm a historian as well. And music was really, as slaves, when we're enslaved, you know, part of what we can have. The rhythms, because we brought the rhythms of the earth drum with us. And you can't beat that out of a person, the natural inclination of what makes them who they are.
So let's do this. So my guest is attorney Roy Evans, good friend, and you know, he when I see you and when I talk to you, a lot of the guys that we knew and grew up with, as you stated, are no longer here.
Yeah,
and you know, sometimes I just, as I look around, things change. They don't ever remain the same. People change, and so all those people that we knew and hung around with, many of them are gone. So I always try to make sure that I continue to educate young people about what it was, right?
Yeah,
it's clearly important that they know what it was so they don't think that it's always been the way it is for them now.
They only know what they know, and if they don't know, they don't have any clear understanding of.
So you're a constitutional guy, man. So, you know, I remember once hearing you say, the greatest document ever created was the Constitution.
Did I say that?
Yeah. I remember hearing you say that, man. We were on a different radio station.
Well,
I want to ask you, the Constitution. People think that verbatim, this Constitution is written in every word. Explains. You don't have to go into detail. You don't have to decipher what the words of the Constitution mean. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, as an attorney, the Constitution is the basis of everything that I do. I can go back to the Constitution because there's laws and there are cases and there are things. And the Constitution is just an interpretation. But it's an important document because it separates democracy from what they're trying to establish now and turn into an autocracy. And you need democracy. We, the people, to give everybody an opportunity. But again, back when the Constitution was developed, women weren't 100% citizens. Africans were only 3/5 human. So it's a matter of interpretation. What did the founding fathers mean? And reinterpretation, because this is why you take cases. There's a big case in the Supreme Court this morning, you know, about whether there's full immunity and you have to test.
For presidents, right.
You have to test. And we're going through a testing period now of the Constitution to get some interpretation of who we are, what we are. And what really killed me as an attorney, and I knew things were, the Civil War was about to jump off again, was Citizen United, which allowed money to come into politics unabated, and it influences everything. That money is speech, and corporations are people. And what that means is those who do have the money can influence everything, like their influence in the Supreme Court, which influences the interpretation of what the Constitution means. So there are a lot of outside influences that are, that's why we have to fight. That's why you have both sides. We don't sit here and argue based on our opinion. We're not going to the courtroom. It's the proof, the evidence, the facts. You have to have your backup. You have to have your cross references and things like that. We can sit and argue and debate about anything you want.
So 844-967-2789 is the number. Attorney Evans, interpretation, opinion. Interpretation, opinion. What's the difference between interpretation and opinion? Well, they seem to go hand in hand.
Well, an interpretation is how you look at something and come to a conclusion, you know. Okay. But an opinion is based on what you feel and what you believe. I have an opinion about something. I have an opinion about you, but I don't know you.
Right.
if I had a better understanding of you, I can have a better interpretation of who you are and what you are. And that is part of our divide. We have misinterpretations of who we are and what we are. And we spend too much time looking at those narrow divides instead of saying, well, hey, we've got more in common that we should be looking at than those narrow divides. But people take advantage of those narrow divides to keep us separated.
So the founding fathers and the Constitution that people keep talking about and going back to, Democrats interpreted in different manners, those who sometimes who are called Democrats, now clearly Republicans who are on the Supreme Court, they see it from a completely different prism, and a lot of times it's predicated on their political beliefs. That's not what it was supposed to be.
But they're not supposed to be Republicans on the Supreme Court. They're supposed to be independent,
but
nonpartisan.
But Attorney Evans, they are.
Well,
they are. And so how, what does that do then when you're an attorney?
Well, it skews the interpretation of the Constitution to, I mean, and this is what people, well, this is why there was a Civil War, you know, and I was in South Carolina the night that Barack Obama was elected to first black president. And let me tell you, everybody wasn't happy that we had a black president.
No kidding.
I thought the Civil War, they ran, man, I was in South Carolina, and they ran out of the gun stores. He's taken, the fever.
Sold everything. Right.
Yeah, and I wrote a paper after that called The Tsunami Warning, that the Civil War was about to reignite. We are in it. We are in it. The Civil War never went away. It's about power over people having power. And you have power in the hands of the powerless, you know, and they're wrecking chaos, you know, for. It's just like this whole evangelical movement, which is, it's part of that, you know, to inculcate it in religion. And you can't argue against religion. But religion is based on belief and opinion. It's not fact. Nobody, I don't know anybody that ever talked to Jesus.
So are you saying when you go into the New Testament and it says the gospel according to?
Yeah, but
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and again, according to denotes.
But you got to understand and know history. The Bible has been rewritten many, many different times by many, many different people.
So I'm aware
that only certain chapters were placed in there.
But before we get so far down that road, let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for the great guest. Listen to this.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Love it. I'm doing good, thanks. Hope you're doing well. As well, so my question to you is: you had brought up the corporations are people, and that money became speech. And I'm sure you're familiar with the 76 Buckley and the 78 Berlotti Supreme Court cases that opened those doors wide up for the open, basically exchange of bribery, in my opinion, but. First of all, are you familiar with those two Supreme Court cases?
Yeah, the Supreme Court and the decisions that they make fashion my practice of the law.
Great. So you know, what we've done, and I'm curious if you can back this up as well, is we've tied that, specifically those two cases, with the creation of the Federalist Society through the Heritage Foundation, which in turn picked all, you know, they're in charge of picking judges. No. Are you familiar with that case?
Quite familiar with that.
Yeah, very good. And Sheldon Whitehouse's Alarm to America called the scheme that brought all these details out to light. Yeah. My question to you, sir, is why in the world is the Sheldon Whitehouse scheme of the capture of our judiciary such a hidden secret from the public?
Well, there's a lot of
things. Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, man. There are a lot of hidden secrets from the public. The public is not that. Well, we get our education from sources that make us feel comfortable and make us believe that we know and understand, when there are a wide variety of sources. It's just like in law, when I have a case, it's important for me to not only take the position in defending my clients and knowing all the laws and nuances that go into my case, I have to know the other side just as well, to know the strengths and weaknesses of that individual's case, so we could come to some understanding and conclusion based on the facts, the proof, the evidence, the history of the Constitution. But again, you mentioned a lot of things: the Federalist Society, the Supreme Court decisions. There have been a lot of them, Plessy versus Ferguson, and, you know, a lot of decisions that have come down that you really have to study to understand how they impact how we function today. And people don't know and understand. What people look for is for, they go to church so preachers can tell them, so they can feel, so that they can believe and then inculcate this into their understanding of the world, which is very limited. That's why it's important to have these types of discussions in order to get a different perspective. We reject different perspectives. We like to argue and debate different perspectives while protecting our own. And sometimes we don't like to be vulnerable when we're in discussions about something that is foreign to us or that we don't know or don't understand. So you said a lot of things that could take each one of them, and we can go all day in discussing it, but I'm glad we had an opportunity to at least touch base on that subject.
All right, 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines, Attorney Roy Evans on the Earl Ingram Show.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. It ain't your day.
from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
That's how we talk.
Yeah.
I mean, the church songs, that's how we communicated with each other.
To help my troubles away. And when the words you say won't do, she'll try kiss her.
It's not rap nowadays. Hey, I don't even know what it means.
Hey, the power of those voices.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My good friend, Attorney Roy Evans, is in the studio. We'll go right back to the phone lines. Tom, thank you for hanging on. You say what? Tom from L.A.
Absolutely. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And the more people that start realizing that, the bigger change that we can have. Also, just to respond, first off, amen to this man. This man knows everything. I mean, it's incredible.
So Attorney Evans.
Yeah, Attorney Evans. I'm sorry, Attorney
No
Evans.
Problem.
Attorney Evans is absolutely incredible, and he's like a cohort to Tom Hartman. So I really, really appreciate that.
I'm flattered.
But what I want to say is that the reason why a lot of people don't know about Citizens United is we have to remember the media gets money from advertising. So the thing is, if they're talking about getting money out of politics constantly, which is my biggest issue that I have, and I think it's the one that actually holds everything else that's happening because of the fact the way they set up this system with True Citizens United, Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Bilotti. But the media does not want people to know about all of these commercials that are happening and that they actually can do something about that by getting money out of politics, by actually following the party that has HR1 that was to get money out of politics. And, you know, if they were focused on that, if the media were laser focused on that, a lot more people would know about it. And the thing is, they're not, because maybe Civic Media is, but the other big corporate people are not, because that's where their advertising dollars come from. And they don't want to cut those advertising dollars, just like they wanted, like the Republicans wanted to kill the unions in Wisconsin, because they knew that that was a major funding source for the Democratic Party. So, you know, this has all been a 50-year thing, and, you know, Ronald Reagan started this back in the 80s.
So, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John from Boaz. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
I love your show, Earl. You are talking about Wisconsin and politics. Well, what's changed? Put it in neutral once and talk about the birds and the bees in the Wisconsin trees, because there's so many people. We have right now, Earl, we have
maple trees that have little lime green flowers on them coming out. That's what Wisconsin is. It's a tourism.
So John, I get you, you know, and I do have, from time to time, a farmer who I'll reach back out to, and let's see, we'll get her back on. Calvin, I can't remember her name.
Julie De La Terry.
Julie De La Terry, who has her own organic farm, and I have her on from time to time. So, John, I will do that. I'll bring her on next week, and I'm glad you reminded me. Let's go to Bill from O'Connor. Well, good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Well, you slammed another grand slam, Earl, today. The Heritage Foundation, the Federalist Society, they had an impact, and there's a reason. And Act 10, let's underline and put in bold letters, Act 10. That's why Wisconsin went to from being a world-renowned university to almost the toilet, and now it's coming back up. But we have to expose the Federalist Society. We got to take that Hans Chomsky from the Heritage Foundation head on in a debate. And if they don't debate, they prove by lack of communication who they really are and how they hide behind a name like the Heritage Foundation and Citizens United. All these are in the Federalists, all this stuff. They're hiding behind the truth. And if they're willing to debate the truth, I'm willing to talk to them. But if they're just like Dan O'Donnell, he won't let me on the air for one reason.
So, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Trey.
You know, your last callers are hitting up on bits and pieces. And I think, Bill, and you had the congressman on early. This election is so crucial and important to exposing the Heritage Foundation and all of the money that has gone into changing the landscape of our politics and our world. It's influencing our universities now. You know, I'm just amazed. And I used to go to college in 1968 in Waukesha, Mount St. Paul College here. I used to work in Brookfield, third African-American to ever work at Brookfield Square. So I'm familiar with and went to Lakeland College in the 60s. So I'm familiar with Wisconsin. And I think this election will reveal some things because it will allow us to challenge those things that exist. If this election goes the way that all the energy that has been put into Citizen United and co-opting the Federalist Society and things like that, if we allow them to prevail, I think we will be set back so far that it will be anarchy. It would be just too difficult to come back. That's why this election is so critically important. The Civil War is on. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to go and see it because it is the clash of what this country is all about. Do we want to maintain the power in the hands of a few to own the corporations, to own the coal, to own the politicians? Well, that's what politics is, money.
Right.
Politics is influence. Politics is power. And when you have money, you have power, you have influence. If you're poor, you know, it's difficult for you to do anything but be frustrated because you're poor.
So that's my problem. I got to figure out a way to get some money.
Well, I don't know if money's going to solve it.
So, Attorney Evans, we got to leave it there for okay. now. All but right. I promise you, we'll have you back on soon. That's my good friend, Attorney Roy Evans. And up next, it's Thursday, and that means Thursdays with In the Pharmacy with pharmacist Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Just another woman.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity and the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.